So it's not surprising we all forgot about that bullion robbery, is it? Far too much value is placed on money in this world in any case. It was much more important that Brian the Brain should be returned, slightly concussed, to Broadmoor, and that the old gang should be back safe and sound in the station. Well, when I say the old gang, of course, there was one small difference after that fateful night. Something had happened between Twitten and Mrs. Groynes that changed things forever.
Oh, have you heard about this teddy boy mocking a toddler at the Peter Pan playground, Twitten? What's the world coming to? That's what I'd like to know.
Sir?
Good Lord.
Yes? Mrs. Groynes has something she needs to tell you.
What?
Sergeant Brunswick, I've been meaning to say that your black and white minstrel disguise is a triumph, sir.
Well, thank you, Twitten.
But only if you intend to mingle with other black and white minstrels.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more.
Sir!
No, a new culture of honesty. I like it. Yes. Now, come on, out with it, Mrs. Groynes. What is it? Don't keep us in suspense.
Well, there is something I've been keeping from you, dear. And thanks to the constable here, I realise it was wrong.
Go on, Mrs. G. You know what we agreed.
What's going on between you two?
Shh, sir.
The thing is, dear, as Constable Twitten knows, I've been living a lie. A little bit. I've been leading a little bit of a lie.
Oh, Mrs. Groynes, I'm sure anything you've done can't be that bad. Twitten, I'm surprised at you.
Hear her out, please.
You've always trusted me, you see. I think that's what the constable finds hardest, sir. The three of you all go out into that bad, horrible world and you see bad, horrible things. And then you come in here and it's all cosy and warm. Mm. And you think that just because I've always got the kettle on and there are some nice custard tarts, that I'm good old Mrs. Groynes who would never deceive you, never hurt a fly.
Of course not.
You see, we all need a bit of comforting sometimes, don't we? Even the constable here. I don't think he would deny that there have been times when a kind or reassuring word from the motherly station charlady has made all the difference.
Well, that's true.
Sometimes the poor thing's hardly had the strength to carry on, and then, well, I won't embarrass him. I'll just say, as the possessor of a fine motherly bosom, that he is no stranger to this here bosom.
That's true, too.
I've always liked you, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Groynes.
We've had our moments, haven't we? You saved my life by not telling Brian the Brain what you knew about me, dear. I shan't forget that, you know. And I don't like to brag or anything, but I did actually save your life too, dear, by wielding that big, heavy dictionary.
Are you sure you want us here? I feel we've stumbled on a private moment.
I'm sorry, dear. It's just that the constable here wants me to clear the air, dear. Come clean, as it were. Get it all out in the open once and for all. Possibly put an end to a very, very happy relationship. And I just want him to have one last, final, conclusive think about it before I do. Before we go into our paradise lost phase, as it were. All four of us.
But what have you done, Mrs. Groynes? What on earth have you lied about?
Well, dear, shall I?
I don't know.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, dears...
No, don't!
Oh, what was that, dear?
Don't tell them. It can be our secret.
Oh, you're a good boy. No, I'll tell them,
no,
dear.
No, don't,
quiet,
please.
Dear, quiet. I've got to tell them something, because they're all agog now, ain't they?
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. And it had better be good.
So, well, here goes. You remember how I told you a year ago that the Ministry of Health had abolished the fig roll, dear? On account of an epidemic of projectile vomiting and a possible link-up to polio?
Oh, I do remember. Oh, I was heartbroken. You made us burn all the packets we had in the cupboard.
I was lying, dear.
No.
It was complete eyewash. It's just I've never been able to stand the little bleeders. The constable here, he found me out, dears.
I just hope you can all find it in your hearts.
Oh, no.
Somewhere deep in your hearts.
Oh, Mrs. Groynes. I thought you were going to confess to a gold robbery or something.
Oh, well done, Twitten.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes, well done, son. I have to say, though, I thought you were supposed to be working out who Brighton's criminal mastermind was, not investigating the true public health status of the inspector's favourite biscuit.
I sometimes think we'll never know who Brighton's criminal mastermind is, sir.
Ah, join the club.
Now, caps of tea all round.
Oh, yes, please.
Two lovely sugars, please, Mrs. G.
Can I have mine quite milky?
Of course you can, dear.
Oh, I've just thought of something. Does this mean we can have fig rolls again, Mrs. Groynes?
Absolutely not, dear. No.